This is the first in our podcast series specifically for you, the medical community. This podcast will provide general background for civil surgeons and will answer the most frequently asked questions regarding Form I-693, Report of Medical Examination and Vaccination Record. Let's get started. Depending on the immigration benefit sought, an applicant may be required to undergo a medical examination. Generally, all applicants for adjustment of status are required to have a medical exam to determine admissibility to the United States. Immigration medical examinations conducted inside of the United States must be performed by a civil surgeon who has been designated by USCIS.
Can any doctor conduct a medical exam for immigration proceedings?
No. A physician who is not a commissioned officer in the U.S. Public Health Service cannot conduct an immigration medical examination unless USCIS has designated the physician as a civil surgeon.
What is required for civil surgeon designation?
You may apply with USCIS to be designated as a civil surgeon if you are currently licensed as a physician, either an MD or a DO, in the state in which you practice. Also, physicians must have 4 years of professional experience, not including residency or other training. To apply for civil surgeon designation, you must submit to your local USCIS district director a letter requesting consideration, a copy of current medical license, a resume, proof of U.S. citizenship, and 2 signature cards. To locate your closest USCIS district office, please visit www.uscis.gov.
I am a civil surgeon. What is my role?
You will conduct a medical examination based on the technical instruction for a medical examination of aliens, which is provided by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, also known as the CDC. For immigration purposes, civil surgeons must report the examination results on Form I-693, which can be found online at www.uscis.gov/I-693.
How can I, as a civil surgeon, verify the identity of someone who comes in for an immigration medical exam? Am I required to verify identities?
The TIs provided by the CDC require civil surgeons to ensure that the person appearing for the medical examination is the person who's actually applying for the immigration benefit. You should ask to see government-issued photo identification and annotate this in Section 1. If the applicant's government-issued photo identification has expired, then use your best judgment to determine whether the ID presented is still acceptable to verify the individual's identity.
What is the role of previous medical test results? Can a civil surgeon accept prior medical records and test results, or do I have to perform all of the required tests?
You should encourage your patients to bring medical records, including records of previous vaccinations, to the medical examination. The patient's medical history helps to determine the applicant's medical condition, the vaccines the applicant may have received in the past, and steps needed to properly complete the medical examination. However, all required tests must be performed at the time of the exam. For this reason, previous medical tests are not accepted by USCIS for purposes of the immigration medical exam. If you are not able to conduct a test or examination yourself, you must refer the individual to a specialist who can conduct the required test. It is your responsibility to inform the doctor of the requirements to verify the patient's identity.
Is it acceptable for Form I-693 to be handwritten?
Yes, that is acceptable. However, we suggest using all capital letters when completing the form by hand to make it easier to review.
If I move to another location, how can I update the new office address with USCIS?
You should send all correspondence to your local USCIS field office. As an alternative, you can send an email containing both the old and new office locations to public.engagement@uscis.dhs.gov.
Can I conduct immigration medical exams in 2 office locations? If so, would I have to apply for designation in each location?
Yes, civil surgeons may perform immigration medical examinations at more than 1 location. You just have to be a USCIS-approved designated civil surgeon by the USCIS district office with jurisdiction over those locations. Also, if the locations are in different states, you have to be licensed in each of those states. Ensure that USCIS has updated contact information on where you intend to perform or already perform immigration medical exams. Civil surgeons can review their contact information by going to the Public Civil Surgeon Locator on www.uscis.gov. We hope that this helps answer a few of your questions regarding the role of civil surgeons and Form I-693. For additional questions, visit our website at www.uscis.gov/civil surgeons or email us at public.engagement@uscis.dhs.gov. Stay tuned for our next audio podcast. Thanks for listening.